My beloved, it doesn't matter what you have done or how low you have been. The grace of God is sufficient to save your soul. If you'll just repent and ask the Lord to come into your heart, He reaches down and He'll pull you up out of the miry clay. He gives you eternal life, a new life, a different life, a life with Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
So glad you can join us today, and we are in the book of Titus, and chapter 2, beginning to read with the 11th verse. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. That's very important, by the way. Verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. This was inspired by the Holy Spirit as the Apostle Paul had written this to Christians, those that are saved, giving them instruction as to how they are to live in what? The present age. I would say this is pretty important, and it applies to us today. But what can we learn from this passage? Well, number one, God's saving grace has appeared to all people everywhere. My friend, that's pretty important. You see, the saving grace of God is for everybody, not just a select few favorites who are supposedly the elect from eternity. See, there are those who believe that God has chosen some to be saved while others will be condemned to a lost and dying hell. But God forbid, if that were to be God, then He would be unjust and unfair. But the scripture says this, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. How many men? The Bible says all. That's pretty important, wouldn't you say? That means this, everybody, black, white, brown, red, yellow. In other words, God is no respecter of persons, and His grace abounds to everyone, the gift of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. See, God will not turn anybody away that has a repentant heart. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have done. It doesn't matter about your financial status or your educational status. God will save any sinner who truly repents of their sins. John 3:16 never gets old, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I like what 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 says also. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is what? Long suffering, or we could say patient toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, God gave His only begotten Son that all might be saved, that all might repent and have eternal life. His blood is sufficient for everyone, for the thief, the robber, the liar, for the religious, the good person too, for the murderer or drug addict or alcoholic. There's not one He cannot save if they will just repent before God and turn from their sin and ask Jesus into their heart. Praise God. But once this happens, a wonderful and glorious thing takes place. Their sins are gone. They're placed in the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. Their sins are gone as far as the east is from the west. They become a new creature in Christ Jesus. There's a new name written in the book of life. Heaven is now their home. You see, they've been regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are now the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit takes up residence in your heart. This is all done by the grace of God. We're not deserving of such great salvation, but for the asking, He will save you from your sins. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He is so wonderful. And I pray that you know Him, and I pray that you'll live for Him in this present age.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.